This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review flood management preparedness and discuss long-term mitigation strategies. Speaking on the occasion, Shah emphasized a zero-casualty approach under PM Narendra Modi's leadership and urged timely implementation of NDMA advisories by states and UTs. He also highlighted the importance of satellite imagery from ISRO and directed the Indian Meteorological Department and Central Water Commission to recalibrate flood forecasting equipment. He also highlighted the importance of natural drainage systems in road construction and proposed constructing large ponds in the northeast to manage Brahmaputra river water. Further, he also addressed the forest fire prevention and the integration of weather and flood warning systems to enhance community preparedness. Key topics included the use of new technologies, expansion of flood management networks, and preparations for glacial lake outburst floods. In a significant move to enhance transparency and integrity in the Kandau examination, the central government has replaced Subodh Kumar Singh with Pradeep Singh Kharola as the new Director General of the National Testing Agency. A high-level committee of experts chaired by Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, former ISRO chairman, has been formed to recommend reforms for the examination process and data security within 2 months. Further, the Ministry of Education has referred the UGC NET 2024 and NEET UG 2024 irregularities to the CBI for investigation. Additionally, the government has notified the Public Examination Act imposing fines up to Rs. 1 crore and jail terms up to 10 years to prevent the use of unfair means in public examinations and bring greater transparency, fairness and credibility. The re-examination for 1,563 NEET UG candidates who had previously been awarded grace or compensatory marks has concluded today. The retest, which took place from 2 p.m. to 5:20 p.m., followed a Supreme Court observation and a report from the NTA's high-powered committee that led to the withdrawal of the previously awarded marks. Candidates who chose not to participate in the re-exam will have their results calculated based on the actual marks they obtained in the original exam conducted on the 5th of last month. The NTA has assured that these candidates' results will be declared using the initial scores, maintaining fairness in the evaluation process. The NEET PG entrance examination scheduled for today has been postponed with a new date to be announced soon. The Ministry of Health stated that this decision has taken into consideration of the recent allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive exams. The ministry said that a thorough assessment of the NEET PG exam processes conducted by the National Board of Examination will be undertaken. It further said that this decision aims to protect students' interests, uphold the examination's integrity. Sudden heavy rainfall in the capital city of Itanagar today caused severe water logging on national highways and sector roads, disrupting traffic. According to official report, the heavy rain has damaged several homes and shops, resulting in significant loss of property for the residents. The sudden downpour led to blocked drainage systems due to waste and illegal encroachment, causing rainwater to flood into houses in low-lying areas, severely affecting daily life for several hours. Tenants in rental houses and shopkeepers have reported substantial losses due to heavy rainfall. Tibetan spiritual leader Dalai Lama has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the inauguration of the new campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar. The Tibetan spiritual leader said that he is encouraged by the growing interest among young people across India in ancient Indian knowledge and wisdom. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, in a social media post, extended his greetings of the International Olympic Day, highlighting the role of sports in fostering unity and peace. He further praised athletes for their dedication and achievements, extending best wishes for the Paris Olympics 2024 preparations. The theme for International Olympic Day 2024 is Let's Move and Celebrate. Tawang's Pharma Producers Group today launched the sale of organic vegetables at the Sunday Weekly Market opposite Parade Ground in Tawang. Speaking on the occasion, MLA Namge Siring emphasized the importance of supporting local farmers and avoiding harmful chemicals in agriculture. He further thanked Chief Minister Pema Khandu and former Deputy Commissioner Sang Punsok for establishing the Sunday market. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.